Feel bigger and poorer if it wasn't for Madame Goatfounder's Penny Royal Preventatives. I know who comes into my shop, I do. I remember who buys Buckaroo Drops and Shoe Nuff Ointment, I do. Life isn't bad. And how is it up in your village with the funny name?
Badass, said Esk helpfully. She picked a small clay pot off the counter and sniffed at its contents.
It's well enough, conceded Granny. The handmaidens of nature are ever in demand.
Esk sniffed again at the powder, which seemed to be pennyroyal with a base she couldn't quite identify, and carefully replaced the lid. While the two women exchanged gossip in a kind of feminine code, full of eye contact and unspoken adjectives, she examined the other exotic potions on display, or rather, not on display. In some strange way, they appeared to be artfully half-hidden, as if Hilda wasn't entirely keen to sell.
Don't recognise any of these, she said, half to herself. What do they give to people? Freedom, said Hilda, who had good hearing.
She turned back to Granny.
How much have you taught her? Not that much, said Granny. There's power there, but what kind I'm not sure. Wizard power, it might be.
Hilda turned around very slowly and looked Esk up and down.
Ah, she said. That explains the staff. I wondered what the bees were talking about. Well, well, give me your hand, child.
Esk held out her hand. Hilda's fingers were so heavy with rings that it was like dipping into a sack of walnuts. Granny sat upright, radiating disapproval, as Hilda began to inspect Esk's palm.
I really don't think that is necessary, she said sternly. Not between us. You do it, Granny, said Esk. In the village I've seen you, and teacups and cards.
Granny shifted uneasily.
Yes, well, she said. It's all according. You just hold their hand and people do their own fortune-telling, but there's no need to go around believing it. We'd all be in trouble if we went around believing everything.
The powers that be have many strange qualities, and puzzling and varied are the ways in which they make their desires known in this circle of firelight we call the physical world, said Hilda solemnly. She winked at Esk.
Well, really, snapped Granny.
No, straight up, said Hilda. It's true.
I see you going upon a longer journey, said Hilda.
Will I meet a tall, dark stranger? Said Esk, examining her palm.
Granny always says that to women. She says, no, said Hilda,
while Granny snorted.
But it will be a very strange journey. You'll go a long way while staying in the same place, and the direction will be a strange one. It will be an exploration.
You can tell all that from my hand?
Well, mainly, I'm guessing, said
Hilda, sitting back and reaching for the teapot. The lead drummer, who had climbed halfway back, fell onto the toiling cymbalist. She looked carefully at Esk and added,
A female wizard, eh?
Granny is taking me to Unseen University, said Esk.
Hilda raised her eyebrows.
Do you know where it is?
Granny frowned.
Not in so many words, she admitted. I was hoping you could give me more explicit directions, you being more familiar with bricks and things.
They say it has many doors, but the ones in this world are in the city of Ankh Morpork, said Hilda. Granny looked blank.
On Circle C, Hilda added.
Granny's look of polite inquiry persisted.
500 miles away, said Hilda.
Said Granny. She stood up and brushed an imaginary speck of dust off her dress.
We'd better get going then, she added.
Hilda laughed. Esk quite liked the sound. Granny never laughed. She merely let the corners of her mouth turn up. But Hilda laughed like someone who had thought hard about life and had seen the joke.
Start tomorrow, anyway, she said. I've got room at home. You can stay with me, and tomorrow you'll have the light. We wouldn't want to presume, said Granny. Nonsense. Why not have a look around?